Lord, I pray that this morning we will gaze upon Jesus.
但愿我们今天早晨能够仰望耶稣,
and appreciate him and worship him.
感谢他并, 敬拜他。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名这样祷告。
Amen. 所以 be honest with me, how many of you here are already thinking about all the things you need to do when you get home from church?
我们当中有谁现在已经在想聚会之后回家要做什么了呢?
All the things you have to prepare for your Christmas party or your family celebration.
是不是你会想到回家要有什么聚会有什么的聚餐有请什么朋友来?
The meals? The cooks, the meals that you need to cook.
要准备什么食物?
The presents that you still need to wrap.
还有没有包装好的礼物?
The bags that you need to pack. The places that you need to go, even.
还有没有没有收拾的行李要去的地方没有去?
How many of you are already thinking about these things?
有没有谁在已经想这些事情了呢?
We are such busy people with so much stuff to do that we often forget what is most important.
我们都很忙, 生命中有许多事情要做, 但是我们常常会忘记生命中最重要的是什么?
We often forget what is most important in life.
我们常常忘记生命中什么最重要。
In America, there is this term that is popular. It's called a bucket list. Do you know what this is? A bucket list?
在美国有一个说法叫做, 翻过来翻成中文是 生命计划的清单。
So a bucket list is this thing of a list of things that you want to do before you kick the bucket.
意思就是说，当你死之前，你准备做些什么事情？
A set of things you want to achieve before you die.
你死之前有什么计划你要完成吗？
Maybe you wish to go skydiving or bungee jumping.
也许你想 做一次空中跳伞，或者在悬崖上 跳绳。
Maybe you wish to visit all 50 states.
也许你想周游美国50州。
Maybe you want to buy a yacht and sail the world.
也许你想买一条大船 环球世界。
Or maybe you want to just have $1 million in the bank before you retire.
也许你想在 退休之前银行里能够存上100万美金。
Or you make it your personal goal to run a marathon.
或者你想完成一次 马拉松的比赛。
So different people have different goals in life.
不同人有不同的目标。
Different things that they find important in life.
不同人认为不同的事情比较重要。
Now really think about this for a second. What is on your bucket list?
今天请大家思考, 到底你生命中的 计划的清单是什么呢?
Today's passage comes from Luke chapter 2.
今天我们读的经文是在路加福音第二章。
And we're going to take a look at a man named Simeon.
我们来看看有一个人, 他的名字叫西缅。
And there was one thing on his bucket list. One thing.
在他的计划清单中有一件事情。
So if you have your Bible, please turn in your Bible or you can find it up here or in your bulletin. Luke chapter 2. Verses 25 to 32.
请大家打开路加福音的第二章二十五节。
Is this for me? Okay, Luke chapter 2, 25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples. A light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel.
路加福音第二章二十五节，在耶路撒冷有一个人，名叫西缅， 这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上，他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父亲抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。西缅就用手接过了他来，称颂神说：神主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你以色列民的荣耀。
So we aren't told very much about this man Simeon in our passage.
这段经文没有告诉我们西缅的很多事情。
This is the only time he actually ever appears in the Gospels.
事实上，福音书中这是唯一的一处记载过西缅。
He has no backstory, no epilogue, nothing.
他没有什么背景的介绍，也没有后续的什么故事。
In Christian tradition, however, he is venerated as a saint and even has his own feast day.
但是在基督教的历史当中，他被尊称为圣人，甚至有用他的名字命名的纪念日。
February 3rd, if anyone's curious.
2月3号就是他的生日。
But all we're told in the Bible is that he was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel.
圣经告诉我们，他是一个又敬虔又圣洁的人，他一直在等待弥赛亚的到来。
This man Simeon knew what holiness and true piety looked like.
他真正晓得什么是圣洁，什么是敬虔。
He had some kind of relationship with God, and he knew that things were not right.
他与上帝有个特殊的关系，上帝启示他，当时他在的社会有很多事情是不对的。
Things are not quite right in his city, in his temple, or in his country.
在他所住的城市和他们敬拜的圣殿和整个以色列国都有许多事情不讨上帝的喜悦。
Though things looked okay on the outside, but deep inside things were not right.
虽然表面上一切都正常，可是 他知道有很多不对的事情正在发生。
And so Simeon, he waited and waited.
所以西缅一直在等待，等待。
He waited upon the Lord.
他一直在等待上帝。
He waited, no doubt, with much fasting and prayer. He waited.
借着许多的禁食和祷告，他一直在等待上帝。
We're told in verse 25, the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
第二章二十五节说，圣灵有启示他，当他死之前，他一定会看到弥赛亚的降临。
Here is this the one thing on his bucket list.
我们可以看到，在西缅的人生计划清单当中，这件事情是最最重要的一件事情。
This is the one thing that kept them alive and gave him hope.
这件事情就是让他一直没有离开世界，一直活到当时的原因。
That he would see the Lord's Christ.
因为圣灵曾启示他，他一定会见到弥赛亚。
The Messiah of God. He had been waiting along with all Israel for this anointed king.
不仅是他，整个以色列民都在等待，一直等待上帝所应许的弥赛亚的到来。
To finally, finally set things right.
当弥赛亚来的时候，他会恢复一切的秩序。
To rule with fairness and justice.
他会用公平和公正来统治世界。
To restore the covenant.
他会恢复上帝与以色列民的约。
And to turn the people's hearts back to God.
将人的心转向上帝。
So Simeon waited and waited.
所以西缅就一直在耐心的等待。
A lifetime of waiting.
等了一生。
Clinging onto the promise that he would live to see the day that this was all going to happen.
因为他坚信有一天他一定会看到上帝所应许的弥赛亚。
Brothers and sisters, what are you waiting for?
弟兄姊妹，你在等待什么呢？
What moves you and motivates you?
你的生命的动力是什么呢？
What gets you up in the morning?
每天早晨起来，你所盼望的是什么？
We need only look at our bucket list.
我们需要看看我们人生计划的清单上到底都列了什么。
The things that we work for.
我们努力工作所要得到的是什么。
The things we most want to achieve in life.
我们在人生中到底要有怎样的成就。
Is it financial stability?
你是需要稳定的经济收入吗？
To experience the world?
你希望周游世界吗？
To enjoy nice things?
你想享受这个世界吗？
When I was in college, I used to think that one day, you can go ahead, one day if I could be driving this convertible sports car right, with the top down.
金牧师曾经在大学的时候有个梦想，就是有一天他可以开一个敞篷的轿车，把棚子打开，他在高速公路上兜风。
With the wind blowing in my hair.
微风吹着他这个柔软的金发。
On a warm day on a coastal highway, right?
在一个这个夏天，温暖的夏天，他在海边的高速路上兜风。
I could die happy.
如果有一天他能做到这样，他死而无憾。
I'd know that I had made it. I had made it.
我就可以感觉到我这一辈子算没有白活。
So that was my dream when I was in college.
这就是他在大学时候的这个理想。
What is yours?
你的理想是什么呢？
What is on your bucket list?
你的人生计划上写的什么呢？
What are the things that you treasure the most?
什么对你最重要？
For Simeon, it was he longed to see the Lord.
对西缅来说，就是他渴望有一天能够 见到上帝的救恩来到。
And one day in the spirit he is led to the temple.
有一天在圣灵的感动下他去了圣殿。
Based on the context, it is likely that Simeon is a priest.
从这上下文可以看到，也许西缅就是一个当时的祭司。
His daily routine would have consisted of serving in the temple.
他每天的工作就是到圣殿里去服侍。
He would have offered sacrifices.
他去献祭。
He would have studied and copied scripture.
学习旧约，然后抄写旧约。
He would have performed just religious rituals.
他可能还做很多礼仪上的很多事情。
So, you know, going to the temple was nothing unusual for him.
所以对西缅来说，去圣殿不是一件特别的事情。
I mean, in fact, it was very usual. It was his daily routine.
可以说对他来说就是每天的工作。
Part of his duties would have included ritual cleansing and blessing of baby boys.
他的工作的一部分可能就是包括礼仪上的洁净啊，祝福小孩子啊。
According to the law.
根据律法的要求。
And you know, today was no different.
今天也没有什么特别。
I imagine Simeon's old eyes were failing him.
我在猜想80岁的西缅眼睛可能已经不大好了。
They had no glasses, no contacts, no cataract surgery back then.
当时也没有什么眼镜，也没有什么眼科手术。
His vision must have been very dim.
所以他的视力一定很不好。
But today he saw something in this baby boy.
然而今天当他看到这个小孩子的时候，他却看到了以前没有看到的东西。
And out of all the dozens of other baby boys he saw today, something was different about this one.
尽管他每天看到许多小孩子，可是这个孩子却是很不一样。
I imagine the spirit within him whispering, "This is the moment you've been waiting for."
我相信一定圣灵在他的心中对他轻声说，这个就是你一辈子要等待的孩子。
This is the one you've been waiting for.
这就是你所期待的弥赛亚。
In an ordinary baby, just like all the others, Simeon saw something special.
在这个小孩子身上，西缅看到了特殊的地方。
And he knew his time had come.
他知道他的时间来到了。
There's no mention of doubt or second guessing.
这里没有记录他有什么疑惑或者是怀疑。
is this really the right one?
他没有问说, 这个是真的是弥赛亚吗?
Simeon didn't question the Spirit.
他没有对圣灵提出疑问。
He didn't ask about more details about this baby.
他也没有说能不能再告诉我更具体一点的。
He knew it deep down, and immediately he breaks forth in song.
他心里边马上就知道, 这就是上帝所应许他的弥赛亚。
Verse 29, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel.
西缅不由自主的心中发出这样的赞叹，说：“主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。”
Simeon sings that now his life is complete.
西缅说，现在我的人生算是完成了。Now
he can die in peace.
现在我就死而无憾了。In
Latin, the phrase is nunc dimittis. Now you free your slave, or now you are dismissing your servant.
这里面说的一个拉丁文，意思就是说，如今。 可以照你的话释放你的仆人安然去世。Simeon
had waited faithfully.
西缅一直的忠心的等待。He
had fulfilled his dream.
他完成了生命的理想。He
had completed his bucket list.
他完成了他生命计划的所有的内容。The
one thing in life that really mattered to him, the one thing that made life worth living, was complete.
在他生命中最最重要的一件事情就是等待弥赛亚的降临，他如今已经完成了。Seeing
and beholding Jesus Christ made his life complete.
见到了主的应许，见到上帝的应许的弥赛亚，是他生命中最最重要的一件事情。Brothers
and sisters, I hope this Christmas you have a chance to see and behold Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，但愿这个圣诞的季节。 每一位都能够来到主的面前，瞻仰主的荣美。The
one thing that matters in life.
你要知道什么是你生命中最最重要的一件事。It's
the only thing that matters in life.
这是唯一的一件重要的事情。All
that other stuff that we find on our bucket list, they won't last.
其实你生命中很多其他的计划都是不能够持续到永恒的。Will
your fancy sports car give you peace if you find out you have cancer?
当你躺在病床上发现你已经得了癌症的时候，你的漂亮的跑车对你已经毫无意义了。Will
your travel souvenirs and vacation photos comfort you if your marriage is in trouble?
如果你的婚姻出了状况，再多的旅游纪念品都不能够恢复你的婚姻。Like
beautiful shiny wrapping paper, all that stuff is just going to be discarded.
我们生命中许多东西都像漂亮的包装纸一样，有一天都会被扔掉。But
God offers a lasting gift, His very presence.
然而上帝所赐给我们的是永恒的礼物，那就是他自己的同在。In
Jesus Christ,
就是耶稣基督。Salvation
for you and me.
你我的救恩。
If you do not know him yet, I urge you to seek him.
如果你还不认识耶稣，我希望你能够去寻找他。If
you sense the Holy Spirit speaking to you this morning, just like Simeon, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, don't wait any longer.
如果你感到圣灵今天早晨就在提醒你，希望你不要再等。The
time is now. Jesus is here and he's waiting for you.
现在就是那个时候，耶稣正在等待你。For
those of us who do know him,
我们这些已经认识基督的人，
look again at your bucket list.
看看你生命计划的清单上，
your goals and priorities.
你的目标，你的重点都是什么呢？
Are there things that you're clinging onto too tightly?
有没有什么你抓得太紧？
Treasures that have stolen your heart.
有没有什么东西把你的心带走？
Or can you say, like Simeon, I have seen the Lord, and I'm ready to die.
或者你可以像西缅一样说，我已经看到了主的容颜， 我如今可以安然去世了。
Let your servant depart in peace.
让你的仆人安然离世。
When we depart from here this morning, I hope it's not just business as usual.
希望今天离开这里的时候，不会和往常的任何一天一样。
Back to presents and parties.
回去送礼物，开 party。
Let us think even for a moment about what's really important in life.
让我们好好想一想，你的人生到底什么最重要？
Is it our stuff or our salvation?
是我们的所拥有的东西，还是上帝所赐的救恩？
Christmas presents or God's presence?
是圣诞的礼物，还是上帝所赐的礼物？
May the Lord bless the preaching of His word.
愿上帝祝福他的话语。
Merry Christmas.
祝大家圣诞快乐。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的话语。
Thank you for the example of Simeon.
感谢你赐我们西缅做榜样。
Who waited a lifetime to see Jesus Christ.
他一生都在等待耶稣基督的降临。
And that was enough.
那现在就已经满足了。
Lord, I pray that we would be like Simeon and say in our heart of hearts, you are enough.
但愿我们能像西缅一样，当我们看到主的荣颜，得到主的救恩，就可以说这就满足了。
You are our treasure.
你是我们的宝藏。
Let your servant depart in peace.
让你的仆人安然离世。
Thank you, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name.
感谢上帝，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.